Section 1. You will hear a young student, Andrew, ringing an employment agency inquiring about their services. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, is this the AAA Employment Agency?
Yes.
Hi, I rang before. My name's Andrew Peterson. I rang you earlier and gave you my personal details.
The student's name is Andrew Peterson. So, Peterson has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Hello, is this the AAA Employment Agency?
Yes.
Hi, I rang before. My name's Andrew Peterson. I rang you earlier and gave you my personal details. If you remember, I'm that student looking for work during the summer holidays.
Oh, sure. Actually, I have your file right here. But we still need to add some further information.
Yeah, that's what they told me, and that's why I'm ringing. What do you need to know?
Well, we have to know your main level of education. It's a degree, I suppose.
Yes, but I'm still doing it in engineering. It's quite interesting. Some of my friends are studying computing, though, so I'm interested in that also.
Well, I'll just write in your main degree subject, engineering. We usually have a demand in computing, though. Have you worked with computers before?
No, I just do some programming for fun at the university, but I almost got a job as a computer designer once. Actually, the only job I've ever had was as a car salesman, believe it or not.
Well, at least you've had experience dealing with customers. What about hobbies, though? Sometimes they can help develop useful skills.
In my free time, I don't do much, mostly study. I play chess occasionally at the university chess club. That's right next to the tennis courts, but I'm not interested in that.
Chess helps develop analytical skills, so I'll put that down. Of course, it's your main skills that employers want to know about. What would you say they are?
Well, I'm in my third year now, studying electrical machines and generating systems, but I'd say electronics is my best skill, much better than, say, my machine skills, which aren't so good, actually.
Okay. Machine skills are in demand, but so too are electronic ones. So we might be able to find you a part-time job in that field. But what sort of money do you expect to get?
Oh, anything, really. I'd want the standard payment, let's say. What's normal? 1,000 a month? 1,500?
I'll just put $1,200, okay?
That's fine by me.
When can you start? Say, within 2 days?
Easily. Actually, less. In fact, just give me a ring and I'll be able to start immediately. Although I admit it'll take me a few days to get used to getting up early in the morning.
Okay, that's just about it. Unless you'd like to add anything else which may help with your application?
Not really. I ride a motorbike, but that's unimportant. I'm friendly, but every applicant claims that, right? I can speak another language.
Ah, that might be useful, depending on the language. Is it Chinese? A Chinese speaker would go down well.
Spanish, I'm afraid. You see, I grew up with some friends who came from South America.
Okay, I'll write that down. But I don't think it will help that much, sorry to say.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
Well, thanks for your help, and hopefully I'll get a job soon. But can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
What, basically, are employers looking for when they interview someone?
Oh, many things. Being hardworking, diligent, and focused on your job is good. But surprisingly, it often means you can't see the bigger picture or provide suggestions which help the company move forward. That requires thinking for yourself, outside the box, as they say, and being free of the standard ways of approaching tasks. Employers certainly value that.
I guess experience must help, though.
It depends. If it involved a routine job, one which didn't exercise your mind, it might not mean that much at all. But since companies are basically composed of people, it is important to be able to get along with others. There's no point in hiring someone whom the other employees don't like, right? That just causes problems. In fact, I would say that being friendly and approachable ranks far more highly than your academic qualifications.
Okay, and that's all assessed at the interview, right?
Yes, and your qualifications, experience, and approach to the job, such as whether you can do different things, work overtime, or do long hours, is needed. But those latter qualities are pretty much standard. What may be more important is based on the fact that things inevitably go wrong. Mistakes are made, and someone's got to fix them in a way that creates the least disturbance. People with demonstrated abilities to do this are certainly regarded highly.
I see. That's very interesting.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.